Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. David Stanbrook says if elected mayor of Port Hope, he will seek bureaucratic efficiencies, hard cap tax increases to 2.5% annually, and help to prepare the municipality for the proposed Wesleyville nuclear facility. Stanbrook is not looking to cut critical services like policing, emergency response, water, and community services, which he believes people value. His online platform indicates a review of the $8.5 million in annual corporate overhead for meaningful efficiencies.
I'm going to be a sensible choice. I'm going to ensure fair taxes, good value for services, open and transparent. I'm going to ensure sensible growth and ensure that we maintain a vibrant, beautiful Port Hope for the future.
Now let's touch on taxes. I know that Port Hope is kind of, they're tight right now. The taxes and the expenditures, at least what we're seeing from the police budget in terms and the annual budgets themselves. How are you going to keep taxes low but maintain the level of service or increase the services that are required in Port Hope?
I think there are efficiency savings to be achieved in the municipal overhead, the general and administrative, which has gone up 45% in the last 4 years. And overall tax level has gone up 25%, which is a lot more than most people's earnings have gone up. I want to hold the line at a 2.5% increase per year, maintain services, and look for a tightening the belt, especially at town hall administration.
So you're talking cutting bureaucracy, possible cutting, what programs are you going to cut then?
Not looking to cut services as they influence people in their home, daily lives, looking after their families. But yes, I think there are savings to be had in the administration, running of town hall, and spending on consultants, a range of things where I'm going to look closely with council to ensure that the increases can be kept so that the tax level doesn't have to go up more than 2.5%. That's people's pocketbooks, and we're going into times of uncertainty, and people's are worried about affordability. Their paychecks are not going up 5% a year.
But is 2.5% actually achievable?
Yes, it is. This year, the council came in at a 2.7% tax increase. Absolutely. Some people claim that that was because they did everything they could to achieve that after 4 years or 3.5 years of much higher growth. I think that's achievable over the 4-year term of office.
So then what about on the capital side? Obviously, that is an entire different beast. Are you looking to scale back on capital investment? How is that going to look?
I would want to ensure that we have a healthy capital budget to achieve what we need to replace critical assets. There are some water facilities that need improvement. We also need to prepare for growth should that occur. And obviously the new nuclear facility at Wesleyville is in the picture, not for the next 4 years, but the planning for it is. So not to squeeze the capital budget. However, you know, there are different avenues for funding of capital, including debt through Infrastructure Ontario. So I will look how much can we achieve and afford within the tax budget that we're going to have.
Now, on your website, you said your decision to run began with research into the proposed Wesleyville nuclear power plant. It was reinforced your belief that Port Hope needs independent leadership grounded in facts, transparency, and careful long-term planning. So first off, what did your research indicate about Wesleyville?
It's a major, major project that's going to have fundamental impacts on the future of Port Hope. And we are a small town. We're very livable. People enjoy that quality of life. Not only the town, we have a large rural component of heritage village and farmland. People really value that. So I want to ensure that we can preserve, protect, and enhance the quality of life. So I don't believe in kind of selling our soul because this, you know, the provincial government may want to put a large facility in there. Some people suggest that they have in mind a comparison of our future to Pickering as a municipality or a mini city. And I'm not sure really people want to live in Pickering, another Pickering. They moved here to Port Hope to be something different. And I want to ensure that whatever happens, it's sensible and it respects people's values. And I'm also going to listen a lot to what the community has to say. And I'm going to encourage that communication and dialogue in a way that I don't think the past council did a good enough job doing.
So then are you for or against Wesleyville? Because you kind of sound like you want to kind of keep that small town feel, but maybe not want large scale growth of what Wesleyville may become. So are you for or against Wesleyville?
You know, the municipality really doesn't have a huge impact on that decision. It's going to be made at Queen's Park by the provincial government. So it's outside of our control. Whether or not I'm for or against it, I want to ensure that I represent all people in Port Hope to ensure that they have an opportunity to voice their concerns, shape the debate. We should be looking at the scale. Do we really need to be 10 megawatts, 10,000 megawatts, which is almost double the size of the Bruce Power Station? Do we have the footprint for it? What would it mean for the surrounding area? And where would housing go? Would there be industrial development? We have the ability to control a lot of what happens in the municipality. I want to ensure that we do it transparently, openly. We are participants in that process, even though we're not going to be the ones who decide if that goes ahead or not.
A second part of this question is, when you said Port Hope needs independent leadership grounded in facts, is it your belief that Port Hope doesn't have independent leadership that is factually based?
Just an example. The last council meeting, which I attended as a spectator, there was a decision, or they wanted to have a decision to reverse a previous decision that had agreed to sell one school property that the municipality had, and someone wanted to revoke that to not sell it. At the same time, with very little planning and no business plan, they already decided to buy another school property. So to me, that was very kind of inconsistent and showed a lack of planning and really a lack of having a business plan before they went ahead and spent $4 million to acquire a new property that they're still working on what they're going to use it for.
Now, that council meeting itself, it seemed that there was a disconnect between the CAO, the bureaucracy, and what leadership had ultimately voted on. They voted on selling that property, and the bureaucracy didn't go ahead with that plan until they were reminded of what council's wishes were. Is that how do you deal with that kind of back and forth tug match between the bureaucracy, leadership, and the elected officials?
Part of my career was spent being a bureaucrat at the federal level and being in public service. And the ethos of the public service should always be to respect the political decision-making process, because you're not elected. You're there to provide advice. So I felt that that was something I wouldn't support as mayor. I would be looking to have a lot of oversight over what is done, to ask questions, to be demanding. At the same time, staff is a great resource. I believe in public service, and I want to listen to views, and I would value their input. But decisions in the end are political, and once a political level has spoken, their job is to implement.
Now, earlier we talked about efficiencies within the bureaucracy, and I want to know what benchmarks and costs have you, metrics really, and ideas do you have on the bureaucracy being more efficient?
We are expanding the headcount, apparently, and I know some of that is related to the additional $5 million that was obtained through the Memorandum of Understanding with OPG in the province related to Wesleyville to ensure that the municipality has resources to plan for the future. So I understand where that's coming from. There does seem to have been quite a ramp up in the staff level, and I've looked over the last 4 years at a particular line item of general administrative, and it went up 50%. it went up much more dramatically than the overall tax level or overall level of spending. I don't know where that's going. I would like to scrutinize that. It's $2 million. It used to be $1 million. So what are we getting from that? How can we do things more efficiently? Do we need that? Do we always need consultants when we do have expert staff?
So then is it your belief that the city, or rather Port Hope, is providing too much services rather than what its core responsibilities are?
Well, on this point, what I'm arguing is things can be done more efficiently in the town hall administration and bureaucracy. I don't want to cut services. People value services. It impacts them. Recreational, policing, sewer and water. These are critical to people's day-to-day life, and we want to enhance that. I want to enhance that. I want to work with the citizens, listen to their ideas. I don't have all the ideas about how to get efficiencies. Staff will have ideas. The public will have ideas.
Segueing to my next question, you said you want to support effective policing, emergency response, parks, libraries, and recreation. Now, we know that Port Hope Police have been asking for increased funds for many years, and they haven't really been getting what they've been asking for. Are you looking to increase the budget for police to provide them the tools they need? And how do you acquire those funds needed to operationally run the programs you're looking to run?
Well, the police service is funded by municipal taxpayers. I want to sit down and find out all the services that we provide, the level of staffing, what we achieve. Can it be done better? We have a police board that's independent, has provincial representation on it. They run that effectively. But yes, the financing does come from the municipality, so we do have an input into what that is. We can ask the chief and the board to be more economical. If there's things that need to be done to preserve services that the community values, absolutely, we're going to find the ability to do that. But I'm going to look for the overall envelope of taxes and ensure that we're getting the maximum we can.
How may that run against your 2.5% increase?
It's going to be within 2.5% increase. Also, I'm going to table not just a one-year plan. I've looked at the Northumberland County. They publish a three-year plan. I intend to actually, right off the bat, have a four-year plan for the budget over the next 4 years of council and look to achieve that.
In achieving that, would you be willing to implement strong mayor powers?
Well, the strong mayor powers have been implemented. I think the mayor exercises some of those now. I have reviewed them all, and I would ensure that any use of those that I do are to the benefit of the community, are in consultation with council. But the idea is the mayor proposes the budget. That's part of the strong mayor powers. And so I want to be held accountable along with council, but accountable as mayor. So that means the buck stops here. I want to ensure they have the ability to achieve what the community has supported me to in terms of direction and targets.
The election is October 26th. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.